Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
We're happy the days are getting a little longer as we approach February. I'm Caroline Phipps, here to preview stories we feature on Berkshire Style this week. Red roses, candlelight and wine, all topped off with a rich chocolatey dessert. How romantic! And after all, isn't romance what Valentine's Day is all about? The tri-state region provides plenty of venues to fulfill this vision, but here are a few spectacular opportunities. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to eat as if you were to the manor born? We suggest some amazing ways to celebrate Valentine's Day. We hope you are staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage. Tom Morrison, who put the bots in the torts? David M. Hunt Library is hosting local author Tom Morrison in conversation with Cynthia Hoschwender about his latest book, Who Put the Bots in the Torts? Having spent 45 years trying cases around the country, Morrison's books blend his legal expertise with humour and satire, earning him the honour of being a semi-finalist for the Mark Twain Award. Tom Morrison, Who Put the Bots in the Torts? At the David M. Hunt Library, Falls Village, Connecticut. Janice Kaplan, What Your Body Knows About Happiness? At the White Hart Inn, Salisbury, Connecticut. Happiness isn't just a state of mind, it is also a state of body. New York Times best-selling author of The Gratitude Diaries, Janice Kaplan, gives us an insightful look at how the body-mind connection can guide you to a happier, more fulfilling life. Startling new evidence shows that our feeling bodies are often smarter than our thinking minds. Talking to experts in a wide range of fields, Kaplan brings her distinctive brand of conversation, humor, and storytelling to scientific research, drawing unexpected links that reveal the power of body-mind connections. Janice Kaplan, What Your Body Knows About Happiness, at the White Hart Inn, Salisbury, Connecticut. Uncharitable, The Dark Side of Philanthropy, at the Mahiway Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. After three successful U.S. charitable campaigns were attacked by charity watchdogs, destroying lives and cutting off precious resources, many of the top influencers in the field knew something had to be done to overhaul the nonprofit sector. Led by Dan Pallotta, whose record-breaking TED Talk on the subject has inspired leading philanthropists and changemakers, this feature-length documentary exposes the dark side of philanthropy and introduces a radical new way of giving. In a powerful call to action, Uncharitable demands that charities be freed from the traditional sackcloth and ashes constraints so they can change the world. Uncharitable, The Dark Side of Philanthropy, at the Mahiway Performing Arts Center, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Dewey Hall, Celestial Ball 2025, at Dewey Memorial Hall in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Enjoy the magical transformation of Dewey Hall into the Stardust Ballroom as you mix, mingle and dance the night away to DJ BFG. Celebrate the final night of their annual fundraising campaign and dress to shimmer, shimmy and shine in sequins, sparkles and glitter. visit the Mystical Lounge for tarot card and astrology readings, and the wine bar, Dewey Hall Celestial Ball 2025 at Dewey Memorial Hall, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Sam Gavritt, A Song for You, at the Stissing Center for Arts and Culture in Pine Plains, New York. Kick off the two-week run up to Valentine's Day with Broadway's heartthrob Sam Gavritt. Enjoy some of the best love songs ever written, featuring joy, pain, and your other Valentine's needs. Sam, along with music director and composer Jacinth Greywood, tell stories and call on music's inspiring songwriters, from Stevie Wonder to Stephen Sondheim, as you look for the perfect love song for you. Sam Gavritt, A Song for You, at the Stissing Center for Arts and Culture, Pine Plains, New York. Happening soon, plan now. Love Letters, featuring Gretchen Moll, at the Sharon Playhouse, Sharon, Connecticut. Just in time for Valentine's Day, experience an unforgettable evening of the timeless power of love in A.R. Gurney's Love Letters. A one-night-only performance featuring Gretchen Moll and Campbell Scott. This celebrated play explores the intricate, poignant correspondence between Melissa Gardner and Andrew Makepeace Ladd III as they share their dreams, disappointments, and enduring bond. Love Letters reveals the complex depth of human connection, longing, and what it truly means to love. Love Letters, featuring Gretchen Moll, at the Sharon Playhouse, Sharon, Connecticut. Our favorite thing, children at the Clark. Children and families can participate in fun activities and opportunities to see great art during the Massachusetts Public School System's February Vacation Week. The Clark Art Institute offers this free celebration. Berkshire Kitchen. Canadian meat pie, known as tourtière, originated in Quebec, Canada. It is made of ground meat, usually beef and or pork, with onions, herbs and spices, and baked in a traditional pie crust. It originated in the logging camps and sawmills as an inexpensive way to feed European immigrant labourers of the 17th and 18th centuries. Chef Leon shares his recipe. Out on a limb, we are in the midst of football frenzy. The regular season is over, we are on to the playoffs, and ultimately the Super Bowl. In my house, reaching this point has meant a blitz of professional games on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and holidays. A total of 272 opportunities for my husband to find a game. Catherine explores our obsession with the sport. Living with inner elegance. Happy New Year, confronting the New Year's resolutions. Spirit is like the wind, in that we can't see it, but can see its effects, which are profound. Former President Jimmy Carter once said, "In the spirit of the late president, let's pledge to approach the new year differently, rather than living another year of disagreements, discord, and failed goals. Let us follow Carter's example and use his words to sustain and inspire." I, Caroline Phipps, suggest we shift focus from hard-to-keep, self-centered resolutions to nurturing our spirits to create a kinder and more peaceful year to come. History's lens. In the early 1800s, south of the East Canaan Congregational Church, there was a factory operated by Ezekiel Debol, an inveterate inventor who moved to Canaan from his birthplace in East Windsor. He was a resident in Canaan by 1813 when he married the widow Laura Fellows. a man in history of many and various talents. Our site is up live and lively, online and on your phone or tablet. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. We will not be publishing or recording Berkshire Style next week, but we will return on the 12th of February. Until then, I'm Caroline Phipps with Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.